Fix Insider April 12. Retail media. Covering the Chase news that they will use data on their 80 million customers to start an ad business, the FT note that the scale of the data makes it inevitable that anyone with data will enter this space, as Eric Seufert says everything is an ad networker. As the country's biggest credit card issuer and consumer bank, JP Morgan's main selling point to advertisers is the sheer scale of its customer data. Retailers can see only what customers purchased at their stores. Chase has a bird's-eye view of its cardholders' complete spending habits. Consumers, who once rankled at their data being used for targeted ads online, will have to get used to this happening everywhere. The Chase story is a little one-dimensional. Ads are served to Chase customers whilst on the Chase app. The real value is when the data is used to serve ads on Amazon Prime or on the Walmart app. We will get there, and the partnership between PubMatic and Instacart is a great example, with an PubMatic exec talking though how it works. People like Tesco are leading the pack, so seeing their excellent quarterly results is good, and within the news release there are a couple of interesting snippets. They are prospering in delivery and believe in fast last mile. UK online market share strong at circa 20-34%, further strengthened availability to 98.1% with perfect orders up 20 PPTSI. Whoosh now available in 1,424 stores, available to 66% of population, with 74% of deliveries within 30 minutes and larger baskets now available in over 1,000 stores. And remain focused on tech innovation, as they have entered into global grocery retail innovation partnership with a whole Delhaize, Sobeys, ShopRite, and Woolworths, to jointly invest in startups which accelerate growth and sustainability. Arguably, Publicis was the first holding company to recognize the importance of retail media, with their acquisition of Citrus Ads. The market has caught up pretty well, but their thinking is still valuable, so this new white paper on the retail media revolution is worth reading. And as the market matures, there are signs of the Pareto model coming into play, a handful of big players taking a disproportionate share of spend. We are not at 80-20 yet, but Digiday here that there isn't enough money to go around. Colin Lewis point out that innovation is key and smaller players need to try harder. China. There was a time when BAT was the Chinese equivalent of GAFA. All the innovation flowed through three Chinese firms, Baidu, Alibaba, and Tencent. Whilst GAFA has arguably stretched to include Microsoft, it's all change in China. The new results show ByteDance grew profits by 60%, eclipsing Tencent. With Temu owner PDD reporting growth revenue of 123% recently. VC Vinod Khosla writes in the FT that the US is right to target TikTok, but TikTok is hitting back with a marketing blitz featuring nuns, veterans and ranchers in TV spots. Here in Europe, TikTok growth has slowed and they are testing a new app called Coin App internally and TikTok Lite to the public, which encourages Vidi views and other action by awarding points that can be redeemed as gift cards or creator tips. There is also a new push on music, encouraging people to add songs on Spotify. I keep seeing a classic Al Green song, but the link gives TikTok the right to gather data on the app usage. Do the Chinese apps have a different take on privacy? I had an email from Temu telling me they were changing their privacy policy. Dear Temu user, we are introducing new ways to ship products to you even faster by allowing certain merchandise partners to ship directly to you. We are updating the privacy policy to reflect this change and to explain that we will provide the merchandise partner with the information needed to fulfill your order directly, including your contact information and order details. Please see the privacy policy available here for further details. By continuing to use the Temu services, you acknowledge that you have read our updated privacy policy. Thank you. And in response to the hundreds of thousands of daily Chinese parcels that exploit an old tariff anomaly, new checks are coming and designed to protect the US textile industry. AI. More practical advice on AI this week. Ethan Mollick is back with a podcast on how should I be using AI right now? He suggests you give your AI a personality, spend 10 hours experimenting, and shares more practical tips. Harvard Business Review look at how one marketer made AI part of its daily work. The talk by the CTO off WPP at the NVIDIA event I shared last week has more practical examples of AI in marketing. And WPP and Google have partnered so Gemini integrates with WPP Open, the AI tool mentioned in the NVIDIA talk. Are the FT skeptics on AI? They have another negative article saying AI keeps going wrong. What if it can't be fixed? And one on how Google lost ground in the AI race. But they also run a story on OpenAI and Meta-ready new AI models capable of reasoning. The Google Cloud Next 24 has lots on their AI tools. Merchant. Following last week's exaggeration over the just walkout tech issues, we see that a NY chicken shop uses workers in the Philippines to serve customers over Zoom. And a new trial from Waymo and Uber does without people altogether, automated. Food delivery is a thing. Following my Tokyo visit, I have been interested in how luxury brands are investing in prime location real estate for their stores. LVMH are investing in Miami and Gucci owner Kering bought a Milan location for 1.3 billion euros. The Wall Street Journal has some background, but brand cathedrals can be expensive. New TV. Given how successful it seems to have been for Netflix, it's no surprise Disney is to clamp down on password sharing. Few people get the newtficology better than Dave Morgan, and his analysis of where CTV spend is going is fascinating. The big gets players are Hulu and YouTube, with Roku and Amazon Prime next. Netflix and Disney are not that significant, yet, and the major TV companies altogether are just enough to beat Amazon. Factor in a couple of billion for Samsung, LG and Vizio and you get to around $16 billion. That's a long way short of the $25 billion widely accepted to be the take for CTV, and Morgan ponders, is it possible that 40% of CTV ad spend is disappearing in the nooks and crannies of the ad tech world? The smart thing in Newt is too, but inventory direct from the players. Bloomberg tell us the most popular TV shows of the streaming era, Netflix does very well. Maybe Quincy Jones can make his Quest streaming service a favorite too. Quincy Jones's video network for black music and global sounds is a smart idea and deserves to do well. Ad tech. The Wall Street Journal think money is burning a hole in GAFA pockets, as regulatory pressure makes acquisitions problematic. Google are thought to be interested in buying HubSpot, which would strengthen Google in CRM and increase their appeal versus Salesforce. Despite a price tag of $35 billion making it potentially the biggest buy ever for Google, Alphabet made over $100 billion in cash last year. But it seems inevitable that regulators would get involved. Regulatory issues led to Meta having to file papers with a court, which showed Instagram made $32 billion in ad sales, surprising many by beating YouTube, ad revenues of $28 billion. Remember when the $1 billion price tag for Instagram was thought to be crazily expensive? Made-for-advertising websites are the marketing industry's latest messy situation, Wall Street Journal. The Think with Google Modern Measurement Playbook. The IAB published an important paper this week on the environmental sustainability of digital marketing. Many leading ed tech firms have shared their footprint and made it easy for buyers to assess. This issue is going to grow in importance, especially with the huge amounts of compute needed for AI. Plus. Celebrating 10 years of Reality Labs, Meta. Future-proofing your ads on Snapchat, Snapchat for Business. Briefing, Snap turns off solar system friend ranking feature by default, following concerns, The Information. Once upon a time we were experts on MySpace top friends and it was amazing how corrosive that feature could become. Snap are well out of this. Apple is rebooting its search for a new next big thing, Wall Street Journal.